The Dr. Helpington Show.
Hello again to the Dr. William P. Helpington Podcast Show.
Yay!
Today I have with me somebody you might know from his idiotic movie, The Room, or his even idiotic-er TV show, Neighbors, which nobody saw, his web series that also nobody saw, or you might know him from his upcoming project, Big Shark. Please welcome Thomas P. Wiseau.
It's Tommy! Can't you understand this? You're tearing me apart! Anyway, how's your sex life?
What did you just ask me, you son of a bitch?
Why not?
So, Tommy, tell me, what's it like being the most popular alien on the planet?
What makes you say that? I am not an alien. Oh, hi, Mark.
Only an alien would talk in those ways. Look at you. You look like a strange alien chicken man fella.
Where does chicken come from?
Where do you come from?
New Orleans.
Some of our audience members were looking forward to this interview. They just wanted to know, how did you get your inspiration for The Room?
Well, I got inspiration from a lot of things. A lot of people say from Rebel Without a Cause or some other shit, but the main thing I got inspiration from was my favorite movie of all time, Stuart Little. It's a movie about a mouse who wants to not be a mouse, and that inspired me. So I made a movie about a slut.
Yes. I can see how the various metaphors in Stuart Little have translated into your artistic voice. Who would you say is your favorite author?
I have to say, not Greg Sestero. He wrote this book called Disaster Artist, and is the worst book I've ever read in my life.
Is it a children's book?
Oh yes, for all ages. But no one should read it. There's so many lies.
I am kind of surprised you can read anything above a coloring book.
I have trouble reading those.
The next question is, how do you deal with such fame?
Carefully.
Caffeine?
Carefully. Do you not speak English?
When you say carefully, how do you mean?
Well, thing is, when you're popular and very handsome and put your ass in the movie, a lot of men go after you, wanting that butt, and I keep telling them, no, I'm not a homosexual. I am not gay.
Are you sure?
Huh. You bring up a good point.
What would you say is the second greatest challenge? I mean, other than staving off homosexual advances, what else makes it difficult to be so popular?
Well, thing is, when you receive negative reviews for every single one of your movies, every time I go to a convention, and I think people who actually like my movies, they always laugh at movie. It's not comedy. It is not.
Oh, yes. Dealing with harsh criticism, that must be quite difficult.
No, it's not.
Does being famous affect your day-to-day life? I mean, is there limitations to where you can go or simply being out in public?
Well, ever since I was little girl, everyone think I weird alien chicken man. And I was kicked out of every school. And my dad disowned me. Everyone disowned me because I look like weird alien chicken. And that's never changed. The more popular I become, more people think I weird alien chicken, cheap, cheap, cheap. Tearing me apart.
Ah, very insightful. Why, I'm glad we're having this discussion. I'm just learning so much.
No, you're not. You are not.
I think I've already learned about as much about you as I would like to. Let's go to the phones. We have a caller on. Hello, caller.
Hello!
Oh, hi!
Yes, hi, Tommy, this is Randy. Do you remember me?
I remember you.
Do I remember you? Do I remember you?
Yeah, you owe me money. You didn't give me back my quarter that you asked to borrow, and then you give it back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm broke. The TW is broke.
No, you're not. I seen that you just last week, and you were driving around in your fancy car, and it looked like the girl that was with you, you gave it her lots of money.
Shut up!
Tommy, I have a joke for you.
Give me that joke.
Okay. Frig you!
Oh, so
Be quiet! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Why do I keep calling in?
Well, I've had about enough of this crap. Until next time, go...
This is the Tommy...
Shut up! Until next time, go away. Especially you, Tommy.
No!
The Dr. Helpington Show.
Dr. Helpington!